Good morning, Colorado. You're listening to the Daily Sun Up with the Colorado Sun. It's Monday, May 9th. Today, Colorado's largest jail is on track to have its highest number of in-custody deaths in years. So how are local officials taking steps to change the approach to inmate medical care? Before we begin, a quick message from our sponsors, the Grand Junction Economic Partnership. The Grand Junction Economic Partnership is your one-stop resource to expand your business on the Western Slope. They offer free site selection and relocation services to you and your employees when moving to Grand Junction, Fruita, Palisade, and surrounding communities in Mesa County. Visit gjep.org to get started. Now, let's go back in time with some Colorado history. On this day, in 1916, Robert Speer won vindication and the Denver mayor's office. He had previously served from 1904 to 1912 until voters, fed up with corruption and his autocratic rule, ousted him and approved a new governmental structure for the city and county. When Speer returned to power in 1916, he relished the triumph and recognition of his success, however controversial it would be. Back when Speer was elected mayor in 1904, he espoused the City Beautiful movement, which argued that parks and impressive public buildings would inspire city pride and productivity in the progressive era. He envisioned Denver as a Paris on the Platte and advocated for projects including the City Auditorium, Cheeseman Park, flood control along Cherry Creek, and the Denver Mountain Park system. He cleared out buildings in the heart of the capital to make Civic Center Park. Speer transformed Denver into a grand city, although his administration was filled with corruption. When he passed away in office in 1918, few could deny that he had reinvented the city. Now, a quick message from our sponsors, the Colorado Education Association. The Colorado Education Association is made up of more than 39,000 educators across Colorado, all working together in a strong union to make sure students get the exceptional public schools they deserve. Learn more about CEA by visiting coloradoea.org. Next, our feature story. 7 inmates have died in the past 7 months at the El Paso County Jail. Colorado's largest jail is on track to have its highest number of in-custody deaths in years. The county is taking steps to change its approach to inmate medical care because its for-profit healthcare contractor has a history of lawsuits over health-related complaints from inmates. Journalism resident Margaret Fleming talks to General Assignment reporter Olivia Prenzel about what's happening in El Paso County and how its struggles fit into the story of increasing health concerns for jails across the country.
Okay, I'm Margaret, hosting the Colorado Sun podcast, and today I have Olivia joining me. Olivia, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm excited to hear about your story because this is a pretty crazy situation going on. So you wrote about the El Paso County Jail and what's been going on recently there. They've had a lot of inmates dying. 7 inmates have died in roughly the last 7 months. Can you tell me a little bit more about what's happening in El Paso County and why these inmates are dying?
Sure. So it was late last month in April that a 48-year-old man, he was found unresponsive in his assigned cell. And like you said, he became the 7th inmate to die there in roughly 7 months. That number, I thought it felt like a lot. It's putting Colorado's largest jail on pace for its highest number of in-custody deaths in many years. So the El Paso County Jail, which is the largest jail in the state, they contract with a provider based in Tennessee called WellPath. And this is one of the largest correctional healthcare providers in the country. And they contract with jails in more than 34 states. So I talked to Sheriff Bill Elder about what he feels is needed at the jail and how he feels about the care that's currently being provided by WellPath. And I also spoke to a criminology professor at NYU, and you know, he said that the deaths at the El Paso County Jail, he didn't really find them surprising. And that's because, you know, he pointed to national statistics that show that a lot of inmates, they notoriously, you know, don't have great health. They have poor health habits. And sometimes these are people that may have never seen a doctor or they haven't seen a doctor in years. And so we can jump more into that later on. And then finally, I also spoke to the family of one of the men who died, and they are raising fresh concerns about the care provided in the El Paso County Jail. And they say that William Johnson, he was 36 when he died in in jail, that he didn't get the care that he should have been provided and that he was not given his prescribed medications.
So let's talk about WellPath a little bit more, because you mentioned they've kind of maybe not been the best at taking care of people in El Paso County Jail, but that's not the only place where they're seeing problems. You've written about they've had lawsuits all over the country. Tell me a little bit more about WellPath, what the county is doing to move away from them.
Sure. So I want to preface this with that I was not able to speak with a representative from WellPath. I reached out several times for an interview and I did not hear back. But it is true that these concerns regarding WellPath, it's not the first time that they have been, accused of providing poor health care at the El Paso County Jail. And there's a long history of that, not only in Colorado, but also, multiple states. They're a healthcare provider that provides care specifically for jails. They're based in Tennessee. In El Paso County, they signed a one-year contract with WellPath in 2019. And this was after they cut ties with Correct Care Solutions, which is what WellPath was known before they merged with a larger company 2 years before that. And Sheriff Bill Elder, he said the contract was pretty much a stopgap until he could create a new community model that would rely on local healthcare providers. But he's, run into some challenges in creating that new local healthcare model. And so they've renewed this contract with WellPath every year since. It's a one-year contract. So he's going to keep trying, he said, to, have this healthcare model that relies on local providers, have that become a reality. But he's also, his term ends at the end of the year. So he said he's going to keep trying and that he's hopeful that he can get the idea to people who, fill his position once he's gone.
And this is all coming at a time when prisons and jails around the country are facing a lot of health issues with inmates. It's not just happening in Colorado. Can you speak a little bit more about what's going on nationally with taking care of inmates?
Yeah, of course. So the Bureau of Justice Statistics, they released data last year, and it's based on data from 2008 to 2018. And they reported that about half of the deaths in jails across the country in that time period were due to illnesses such as heart disease, liver disease, and cancer. And the number of people who died in local jails from alcohol or drug intoxications nearly quadrupled during that time period. So this is an issue that jails across the country are grappling with. It's not unique to, El Paso County or Colorado in any way. And then across the country, they are seeing a rise in deaths at the jail, at local jails. A total of 1,120 inmates, they died in jails across the country in 2018. And that's an increase of about 2% from the year before. And that was also reported by the Bureau of Justice Statistics.
Olivia, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate hearing more about your reporting, and hopefully some change can come for these inmates.
Thanks for having me, Margaret.
Thanks for listening. For more on this story, visit us at coloradosun.com. Finally, here are a few stories that you should know about today. The country's only year-round camp for deaf and hard-of-hearing students and older adults is located in Aspen. The camp has suffered throughout the pandemic, from major building repairs and flooding, to debt and an inspection from the IRS, to staff turnover and a lawsuit from a former executive director. Last week, a group of students traveled to the camp to paint and repair the site. The group came as part of a job skills pilot program that the Aspen Camp of the Deaf and Hard of Hearing created, along with three schools for deaf and hard of hearing in nearby states. Colorado schools that were told to remove their American Indian mascot name of Thunderbird after 2021 might get a one-year period to come into compliance. That's if a proposed bill passes through the Colorado legislature. Otherwise, all schools with derogatory mascots that are not removed by June are facing fines for $25,000 each month. Thunderbird might be added to the list on May 19th, giving them less than a month to remove all imagery and references to the mascot. The governor's office supports the one-year delay, although the school finance bill that contains the measure still must pass the Senate. The bill passed the House last month, but without the Thunderbird amendment. The monthly snowpack and stream runoff update from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration took place on Friday. Not much has changed since the April forecast that predicted a poor spring runoff and the third dry year in a row. The May predictions show slightly less runoff than previous outlooks. The soil moisture problem isn't quite as bad as it was this time last year, but poor soil moisture is still going to be an issue. For more information on all these stories, visit our website, www.coloradosun.com. And don't forget to tune in again on Monday. Now, a quick message from our editor.
I'm Larry Rickman, editor and co-founder of the Colorado Sun. The Sun is a public benefit corporation, and we rely on the support of listeners and readers like you to produce the nonpartisan, in-depth news that Colorado needs and deserves. Please consider becoming a Sun member for just $5 a month. Learn more at coloradosun.com. Thanks.